Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, the school term is officially underway now, and much to the delight of the parents of those in secondary school, up to junior cert anyway, so is the free books scheme. And attention now turns to the proposed expansion of that scheme, because principals have warned that they don't feel that adequate supports are in place to deliver the current scheme, let alone expand it up to leaving cert, which, as we know, is the plan. Joining me now is Paul Crone, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Claire.
So it was a big rush, was it, for principals to get the free book scheme in place for those in up to junior cert?
It was a big rush. And initially, I want to say that we're very supportive of this initiative, and it is a great initiative of the Minister to grasp this nettle. It was announced in the budget last year, and it was really after Christmas when the logistics of how this was going to be implemented in schools became aware. We became aware of it. So what happened is we realised that the sums of money were substantial, which brought into play European procurement law requirements, which meant that a level of expertise was needed that's not in schools. And that specialist expertise meant that principals and deputies were navigating complex procurement processes. Then they were looking at logistics and delivery of the books and the distribution and all of that. And it was done primarily by the principal and the deputy with an element of volunteerism during the summer.
So they had to put this out to tender, essentially. Is that how it works?
They had to design the tender. Now, they did get some support, the department, to be fair to them, when they realised, put in place a support network through the school's procurement unit and the department officials themselves. However, the tender had to be done on an individual basis by the schools. So principals were learning this system, creating accounts, learning about how you write a tender, learning how to evaluate a tender, learning how to deal with appeals, marking, all of that, things that are outside of their area of expertise. Mm.
Is it one of those things, though, Paul, where it's really difficult to do it when you're doing it for the first year, but when you go back now next year to do it, you'll have figured out a lot of things and there'll be systems in place that will make it a little less time-consuming?
There's no doubt about that. And to be fair to the department, they are looking at putting in a dynamic purchasing system, which will make it easier for principals and deputies to do this. However, we would argue that this is administrative work that is not contributing to the core business of the school, which is the teaching and learning, and is not the work of the principal or deputy. Mm-hmm. So we believe that we need to look slightly differently at education, as they do in many of our European and international counterparts, that there is work that is necessary for the school, be that in plant management, health and safety, financial management, procurement, all of that, that is not necessarily the work of the principal or the deputy principal. And we need to put adequate resources into the school to allow them to do the implement these initiatives.
But the bottom line is that the principals and the deputy principals, they did it this year. Is it the case that all junior certs will have their books now, people in first year all the way up to junior cert?
What we're hearing around the country is that they managed to do it. They managed to get it in place by hook or by crook with a huge effort from themselves. It meant that there was things like teacher recruitment, timetables, planning for the new school year. All of that was put on the back burner to be able to get this done. And by and large, schools and school leaders have put this in place for all students, be that the books and the stationery. Minor teething problems, and we can learn from those. But the major issue is schools don't have the capacity to take this initiative and do it seamlessly without impacting on other core areas of their work.
So now, looking ahead, the plan is to extend the scheme right up to leaving cert. And why is that even more of a concern? It's not just rinse and repeat, is it?
No, it's not. No, the senior cycle is a very different beast. First of all, the students are taking more option subjects than core subjects. They take the subjects. There's quite a bit of change and movement in the first term. Then as you move through it, there's changes in levels, and students might be moving from higher to ordinary level. Students might be taking various bits of project work. So the senior, and plus the books in senior cycle are substantially more expensive than the books in the junior cycle. So it's an all year thing, particularly if it goes into senior cycle. The funding will be much higher. It will need to be much higher. And the requirement on an ongoing basis for the schools to have somebody that will manage this throughout the year will increase also.
So what are you asking for then? Is it a budget for another admin role within schools, or is it a more centralised scheme? You hope that the Department of Education might take over this function?
I suppose we've put in a pre-budget submission looking for specialist administrative support at school level, because there are elements of support that can be delivered centrally around the procurement, the likes of the dynamic procurement system. A lot of work that is done currently in ETB schools, but there is a huge logistical operation that is required at school level, and there's a certain knowledge and expertise that is required. So we're requesting specialist administrative support at school level, somebody who can have a bit of expertise in procurement and finance and plant management and health and safety and all of those things that at school level can support the work of the school leaders and the staff in the school.
Mm-hmm. So do you expect that if this goes ahead without the support, that you'll have the job of principal becoming a much less attractive role and career?
That is a fear. We've worked very hard over the last number of years. Yes, we're highlighting how difficult the job is, but we're also trying to highlight the positives in the job, because it is a great job. Our fear is that as more and more initiatives come on board with a lot of administration required, that it's going to turn people off from applying for the job. Mm-hmm. Because they're teachers primarily, their interest is in the well-being and the development of the students, not in the financial management or procurement.
Yeah, you see, if people listening to this say, oh, well, they've 3 months off now, they should have plenty of time over the summer to put all of these plans in place, Paul, what do you say?
Well, I say principals don't get 3 months off. First of all, they're there during the state exams for the whole month of June. We do recommend that they try and get some downtime during the month of July, but they're back in August. They're recruiting, they're timetabling, they're planning for staff meetings, they're meeting with parents and students who are joining the school. They're doing transfer programs, induction programs all during the month of August. So the short window that a principal has to take time off was eroded this year. So in one sense, it looks like the school is closed. The students are not present in school, but there's a whole amount of work that goes on during the summer, and it's necessary for the start and the successful opening up of the school year. Mm-hmm. So that's why there's another person or an additional role needed to take responsibility for this.
Listen, we've just had a statement in from the Department of Education on this, because we asked them about it this morning, and they talked about this grant that they've put in place, the Admin Support Grant. It's worth a total of 1.4 million, and it gives the schools the equivalent of 10, 13 or 16 days wages to hire a person to work on the scheme. And that is there, and it increases according to the number of students each school has. Is that not cutting the mustard, Paul? Is that what you're saying?
There's a couple of things. That grant is there. It's not sufficient for the amount of work that is required. But the hiring of that person, they're generally a teacher, a secretary or a caretaker. So they have their other responsibilities, but they don't have that technical expertise around procurement. That administration grant is very good to get people to put the books into piles, and that found that it wasn't sufficient for that. But they don't have the technical expertise around the procurement and the dealing with the suppliers that has fallen onto the principal or deputies. So it's a start. Principals have found that it was not sufficient, and I know we've had representations and discussions with the department around expanding that role.
Okay, but you know that this is a popular scheme, so it's hardly one that you're going to go to war with the department on.
No.
Paul, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much. Paul Crone, who is from the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals. Coming up next, we'll talk about these new images of the shipwreck of the Titanic.
Text 51551. Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.